Ibranda bazutushka brande de ria suyanda. Zabra datala kushkete remandilianda ria suti. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people. May you be glorified and your people be edified from whatever is said today. May they receive your counsel, your wisdom, and clear instructions for what is ahead. In Jesus' name, thank you so much for joining me here on Open Pockets. I am Ruth Ann Johnson, and this is where I get to share with you some of the principles I've learned from the Word of God over the years. I believe that if we apply them to our lives, we'll be better stewards of the financial resources God has entrusted to us, and we should be able to seal up some of the holes in our pockets. Today, we're going to be talking about idolatry. Yes, idolatry, and specifically, tearing down the idols. And I'm going to be coming to you from the scripture, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21, and I'll be reading three versions. So the NLT version says, "Then Elijah stood in front of them and said, 'How much longer will you waver, hobbling between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him.' But the people were completely silent." The Amplified Classic version says, "Elijah came near to all the people and said, 'How long will you halt and limp between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him.' And the people did not answer him a word." My final version is the Message version, and it says, "Elijah challenged the people. 'How long are you going to sit on the fence? If God is the real God, follow him. If it's Baal, follow him. Make up your minds.' Nobody said a word. Nobody made a move." So if you're not familiar with this story, in 1 Kings chapter 18, King Ahab basically summoned all of Israel, especially the prophets of Baal and Asherah, to Mount Carmel according to Elijah's instructions. And now in verse 21, we see Elijah addressing the people before the famous showdown. Since we're talking about idolatry, I wanted to look at the definition for idolatry. And this is what I came up with from Google. It means extreme admiration, love, or reverence for something or someone. When you look at the Hebrew word for halt, I won't try to pronounce it. It's H6542. It means to hop, that is to skip over, or spear, by implication to hesitate, also literally to limp, to dance, halt, become lame, leap, pass over. And the Google definition for lame means, especially if an animal, unable to walk without difficulty as a result of an injury or illness affecting the leg or foot. So what does this have to do with financial stewardship, right? So we're halfway through the year, and for some of us, we're still on the fence when it comes to trusting God with our finances. And I want to say this. What if God is saying, "Do you trust me? Are you going to trust me or not?" I know we don't trust God, you know, because, you know, sometimes we say we do trust God. But I know we don't trust God when we remain in abusive relationships so our bills can be paid. Yeah. Yep. We're indirectly saying that we reverence that abusive partner more than we reverence God. Yep. Elijah said, "How much longer will you waver, hobbling between two opinions? How much longer will you hobble between two opinions?" How do I know that we're hobbling? You know, well, we hobble when we use our tithes to pay our rent. Yeah, that's hobbling. We hobble when we do questionable side jobs that make us compromise our integrity. Yeah, that's hobbling. He said, "How long will you halt and limp between two opinions?" The truth is, our indecision makes our lives more difficult, whether we realize it or not. It does make our life more difficult. And that's what lame speaks to. It says, you know, unable to walk without difficulty. When we are on the fence, we don't realize that. It's as if we're stuck. And so I want to ask, what have you idolized? What do you revere more than God, so much so that you're willing to compromise your integrity for it? That is my question for you today. Again, what have you idolized? What do you revere more than God? What are you willing to compromise your integrity for? I want us to think about it. As we go throughout today, as we come to the end of our day and we sit and reflect on, you know, our day, I want us to think about those things. And I want to charge us. Labasunda randa Ujananamasitilianda. The way Elijah challenged the people. I want to challenge us to make up our minds, to make up our minds to trust God no matter what. I'm praying that whatever dysfunctional state we've accepted as our lot in life, or Radabasiti, or whatever we've idolized knowingly or unknowingly, today, may the Holy Spirit bring it to our attention. Zozata zunendele kotura eyamasandia. And may we have the courage and the mental or emotional strength that we need to tear down that idol and to walk out of that lame place. May the person listening who has accepted abuse as their lot in life, may they have the courage to trust God as Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides. Ela kushanda rabasete. I am praying and I am hoping that this episode challenged us, that it makes us think and finally make a decision before we go any further in the year, that we will decide to come out of a lame place and trust God, truly trust God with our finances. I hope that this message was a blessing to you. And I want to thank you so much for joining me again here on Open Pockets. Again, sometimes the scriptures, a lot of times the scriptures that I use in context, they have nothing to do with finances. But I believe that if we capture the principle from it and add it to our money management toolkit, and you know, apply it, it will help us to be better stewards. It will help us to be more effective in stewarding or finances. So, God bless you. Bye.